Governor Roy Cooper vetoed the state budget last week because it didn't include an expansion of Medicaid. BPR talked with the CEO to the last nonprofit hospital in Western North Carolina about how this will impact the facility. In April, Governor Cooper visited Erlanger Western Carolina Hospital in Cherokee County to talk about Medicaid expansion. Erlanger leadership presented Cooper with a resolution in support of expanding Medicaid. Now CEO Mark Kimball is worried that expansion isn't going to happen.
That uncompensated care of $17 million last year will continue to rise each and every year. So that's just care that we will give. We have to absorb that expense.
Kimball says uncompensated care is almost one-third of the hospital's business. The Chattanooga-based Erlanger Health System just purchased what is now Erlanger Western Carolina Hospital last year. Before that, it was an independent county-owned facility called Murphy Medical Center, explains Kimball.
What you've seen here in Murphy with the hospital being purchased by a larger health system is very, very common.
Mission Health System's sale to for-profit HCA this year is just another example of that trend. Votes in the General Assembly to override the governor's veto of the state budget plan could happen as early as next week. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.